not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Across the country and around the world.
Enormous amounts of material.
This is TalkZone.com. Today's compelling talk radio. It's the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.
Hey, you know, really, everything is aligned with everything else. What do I mean by that? We spent so much time recently talking about this mortgage mess. And then today we talk about the Paulson plan for new supervision. But what it all gets down to when it comes to you and me is buying and selling. Let's face it. I'm not going into a long diatribe. You know how I feel about that. Too many people who frankly couldn't afford homes were allowed no interest or very little interest homes, and now are in deep doo-doo. And a lot of those people are looking for ways to get out from under. They want to sell their homes. You got two ways to do it. You can either do it professionally, in which you pay a percentage, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. There are pros and cons. Or you can try to do it yourself. And obviously, if you do it yourself, you save the interest. You don't have to give a commission to the real estate broker. This hour is going to be devoted to selling your home on your own, selling your home professionally, and buying a home. So if you're in that predicament, or if you're not in a predicament but are still interested in buying and or selling, this is the hour for you. Our phone number on the Baum Show is 1-888-463-6748. It's a toll-free number. We invite you to join us. The book is called The For Sale by Owner Handbook. It's written by our first guest in this hour, Piper Nicole. Piper, welcome. Nice to have you on the Dave Baum Show.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
My question is, I tried to do this years ago, my wife and I, tried to sell our home on our own, and if we had decided to go through it, we would have been eminently successful. I think we got lucky. But the reason we want to start off this segment with you is there are a lot of people out there who want to save a commission and want to do this on their own. Can you get lucky, or do you have to know how the game is played?
It's a mix of both. It's better to go into it having a background and knowing if your area, how the market's doing in your particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to approach it is to, you know, contact either search for a source online that provides data about the market trend in your area, or you can contact up to about three realtors and ask for a comparable market analysis.
Okay, and they'll do that with what they think is the opportunity to eventually get your business, right?
Which is true.
Oh, okay, so you get a couple or three appraisals of what a real estate agent thinks your property is worth. Okay, let's say for our conversation that the appraisal is $400,000. You seem to be happy because you paid less than that when you bought the home. So you've decided that maybe you now want to move ahead and sell the home on your own. What do you do next?
The best way to start is to take a look at Google flat fee listing services, and you can go that option and list your home on the multiple listing service. It's the number one way to be able to sell.
The Google listing service?
No, you would Google flat fee listing service, or you could ask. Some real estate companies are now listing just your home on the multiple listing service, where all it does is it shows that your home is available to buyers.
Okay.
That would be realtors working with buyers.
So you can list then. What I hear you saying is you can list without a broker. You can list your home on your own on the Internet.
Yes, but you have to just research it carefully to make sure that it's a legitimate, you know, program.
Okay. What would you say from your experience are legitimate sites that one can list his home on in a listing service, a legitimate site, if he's trying to sell it on his own?
There's assist-to-sell offers like a la carte real estate, some best way to describe it, I suppose. And they offer you the option to list your home on the multiple listing service.
Okay.
Solo. So you could try that option. And
if I went to Google search, let me back up a minute. If I went to Google search, what would I type in that would give me some choices?
Flat fee listing service.
Flat fee listing service? Mm-hmm. Okay, flat fee listing service. Okay. And then what would I do?
And then you would go through and see if it offered to post your home on the multiple listing service.
Okay.
And it's usually, it has a fee associated with it, so that would be something else to compare. The next best way to sell your home are actually really simple things that are very, very effective. The for sale signs, having directional signs from every entrance of the neighborhood that leads to your home.
Okay.
Those tend to sell better than newspaper ads, according to experts. And always make sure that on your for sale sign you have informational flyers that give the basic details of your home.
Oh, like, okay. Okay, like a picture of your home, the layout, the size of the rooms, taxes, assessment, school district.
Yep.
Would you do that? Would you do that in addition on the for sale sign? Would you do that in addition in your home so that when somebody walks into your home on the day you're having an open house, they can pick one up there too?
Yeah, definitely. And also make sure you keep your phone number and any contact information so that they could easily get back into contact with you.
Okay.
It's also, there's a really good way to test out if it's a good time for you to sell as well. Like if you have some time on your hands and you're considering if it's a good time to sell, there's a couple of things to look at. When you look at these comparable market analysis, or if you go to like Zillow and you check out how prices have changed,
mm-hmm.
thing to do is pay attention to how long is it taking houses in your area to sell so that
okay.
you get a feel for how long it'll take to sell.
How long to sell, okay.
And the other thing to take a look at is how much are sellers asking for their homes and how much are they actually getting? Like the sale when it ends, what's the actual price that they're getting?
Okay.
You'll get a feel for that.
Well, because of what's happened in the current malaise, the housing market malaise, have you seen the amount of time it takes to sell a home on your own that's reasonably priced go up dramatically?
It varies from market to market, and it kind of depends on the economy of your local area, if homes are selling, how well they're selling, and if the prices are going up or going down.
Okay. All right.
There's been a few localities across the nation that has actually seen houses prices go up, but it was very minimal. And then there's other localities where housing prices have gone down. If you want to see how housing prices are doing in your particular area, there's a really great, when you go to realtor.org.
Realtor.org. Okay.
There's a section for sellers. And under that category, it has a site, a link to a site where you can check out realtors' analysis of your particular city,
okay.
and they'll tell you, you know, are they seeing housing prices go up, okay. Are housing being a little stagnant, and how the market's doing just for your area.
Okay. Now, open houses. Our guest is Piper Nicole in the first segment of this hour on the Baum Show, talking about selling and buying a home. We're talking about selling it on your own. She's the author of the For Sale by Owner Handbook. Day of the week, you have an open house. Does it make any difference? Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, what do you like?
Sundays tend to be the best simply because people are so conditioned to open houses being available on Sundays because they go get the paper, they check out which open houses will be available, they'll mm-hmm. drive around. So they're expecting it typically on Sundays. The weekends, you get better traffic. People aren't working, well, you know, typically.
Okay.
And so you'll have a much better outcome with that.
Now, let's get the house ready. Mm-hmm. We've already set up the for sale signs and the directional signs. We've already put enough flyers in the for sale sign and have enough flyers printed up for anybody who comes into the house to take a look. But what do we have to do to transform that home into something that's more saleable on the inside as people pass through?
Well, the best, there's a few tactics that are really cost effective that help you sell your home a lot. One is curb appeal. The first thing people see is your front yard and your deck, and your front yard and your porch. And according to research, the better your curb appeal, the higher price you'll get for your home.
In other words, you want the grass cut if you have a yard. You want the grass cut. You want the bushes trimmed.
Yep.
You want the house freshly painted if it's frame. You want it to look good when people drive up.
Yep. Add a few flowers to the front porch to give it some color and warmth. When you come into the inside, the biggest mistake people tend to make is their houses, they leave it cluttered. And you really want to show off the square footage. So they say to take about a third of the furniture out of the rooms, especially rooms like your living room, your kitchen, areas that you want to appear spacious. It's really important to take some of that out. Store it at a friend's house, do something with it, pull it out. Also, make sure your blinds are open, have a lot of light in the house. If it's in the evening time and you're showing your home, make sure a lot of the lights are on. People get a sense of the home when they're walking through it, and they don't want to remember it as some place that was dark and dim. You want them to remember it as something that was bright and cheerful.
What about family stuff? What family stuff? I mean, everybody who owns a home has got a lot of family stuff in there. They got pictures of family, either in frames or just hanging up. Just a lot of stuff. I think the term in the interior design business is tchotchkes. There's a lot of tchotchkes hanging around the house. And you're saying, basically, should we keep them because they kind of give you the sense of family, or get rid of them?
It's best to start packing that stuff up and try to take it down so that when people walk into your home, they stop and think to themselves, could I live here? They don't look around and say, oh, Bob and Susie live here. That's their degree, that's their children, that's, you know, their pets, pictures and things. Take all the trophies and the degrees and the pictures and everything, put them away.
Old carpeting in a house. You pull it up, you get it cleaned, or you just leave it stained as it is?
People, there are folks that have the hardest time selling their homes if the carpets look really bad. So you have a couple options. You can either get them really cleaned, very well professionally cleaned, so that it looks better, or you could try to offer an allowance, like credit some funds to go towards repairing, replacing, or fixing the carpet.
Okay. Because that usually is what I know when I've looked at homes over the years, the first thing I'll look at, aside from curb appeal, and this drives my wife crazy because she wants to see the inside of the house.
Uh-huh.
And my feeling is, if I don't like it from the curb and it looks like a dump, it probably is inside. But once you get inside and you look at the carpeting and you see this this stuff that's been on since 1962.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be easier just to pull it up? Just to pull it up and spend a few bucks to either put a cheap runner down or just leave it exposed?
I think it usually falls on the hands of, the seller, because some folks don't want to deal with it at all.
Uh-huh.
They'd rather give the buyer some funds to repair it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that works, too. But it's really hard for people to get past that a lot of times.
What about the smell, Piper, of coming into a home? We tried this years ago, and it worked. What we did is my wife baked some chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. Then it's very helpful to have that home smell when people walk in. Apple pie, they do say chocolate chip cookies, too, and to really make it smell really nice, like home.
And really, if you could have a plate of those as people come in, that would be even better, wouldn't it?
Yep, it's true.
Okay.
Uh, because smells are a deterrent. That's, you know, and walls, make sure your walls are, if you have time, it really helps a lot to at least give the walls a fresh coat of paint.
What if you have a pet?
I know people are really attached to their pets. At least while you're having people walk through your home, try to have your pet at your neighbor's house or with a friend. It's hard sometimes to get rid of pet odor, and so deodorizing your house is really important in those instances.
All right, let's get to, if you're just joining us on the Baum Show, we're talking about selling a home on your own. Let's say that you and two prospective buyers have come to agreement. There are two prospective buyers. They both would offer the same. Hypothetically, we said $400,000, and they've both come in with a bid of, let's say, $390,000, just for conversation. So you have Family A and Family B both offering a bid of $390,000. So it's a two-part question for you. Number one, I guess you need a lawyer even before you start. And number two, how do you separate A from B?
The best way to go about it is you take a look and see if the buyers, are they pre-qualified or are they pre-approved? Pre-qualified means that they casually talked to a lender, and the lender said, we estimate you could afford about $400,000 based on your income, you know, your credit history, how much you have saved. They had just a casual conversation.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that comes to you, say your other person, they come to you and they have the same offer, but they say we're pre-approved. They've already gone further along in the mortgage process. They've been pre-approved for a loan. They've, you know, submitted their paperwork to their lender. They're a much more solid offer.
Pre-approved is better than pre-qualified.
Yep.
Okay. Piper Nicole, thank you very much for your time today. The name of the book is called The For Sale by Owner. We appreciate you taking us along for selling your home on your own. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me today.
You bet. All right, step one, selling a home on your own. Step two is you've decided that you'll pay the commission. Selling a home through a broker. We'll talk about that next. Stick around.